This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Men like power. We admire great strength. Some men view church and the people who go there as weak and less than manly, so they are not attracted to going to church because it looks like weak people sitting passively listening to a sermon about being sweet and nice. To strong, active, and athletic men, church does not draw them in. Today, I want to present the opposite point of view. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. I am not a bodybuilder, I admit it, but I do appreciate and admire strong men. My own father was very strong from the physical work he did as a steel fabricator. Strength and power represent the ability to accomplish the work that needs to be done. Men especially do not like to feel weak or unable to do something physically, and all the more if they used to be able to do things they now find difficult as they grow older. When a man or a woman gets saved, becoming a born-again Christian, they are then connected spiritually to the Holy Spirit of God, who gives them the power to do whatever God wants them to do. The power of the Holy Spirit is the power of God. The Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, has appeared throughout Scripture as a being through and by whom great works of power are shown. His power was first seen in the act of creation, for it was by his power the world came into being. Read Genesis 1 and Job 26. Jesus promised the Spirit as a permanent guide, teacher, and seal of salvation, and comforter for believers. Read John 14. He also promised that the Holy Spirit's power would help his followers spread the message of the gospel around the world. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That's Acts 1:8. The salvation of souls is a supernatural work only made possible by the power of the Holy Spirit at work in the world. All those who put their faith in Jesus Christ are immediately and permanently indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Read Romans 8:11. And although some of the spiritual gifts have ceased, the Holy Spirit still works in and through believers to accomplish His will. His power leads us, convicts us, teaches us, and equips us to do His work and to spread the gospel. The power of the Holy Spirit indwelling the true believer in Jesus is an amazing gift. Let me share one of my favorite Bible passages because it highlights real power. The power of Christ. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, but He is also my hero, and this kind of hero worship is entirely appropriate. Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 17 reads like this, "Growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the display of all patience and steadfastness, joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the saints' inheritance in the light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For all things in heaven and on earth were created in Him, all things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. He himself is before all things, and all things are held together in him. Now that is real power. Any power attributed to the name of Jesus originates in the person of Jesus. When we believe in the name of Jesus, we are trusting in the finished work of the risen Christ on the cross. Read 1 John 5:13. Jesus is not a magic word. The saving, healing, protecting, justifying, redeeming power of God resides in the person of Christ, and Jesus is his name. And how did the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent creator of the universe choose to wield his power? Through his Son, born in humble circumstances, a baby with all the power of the King. Read Luke chapter 2. Jesus laid down his life to save sinners, and he exercised his authority to raise it up again. John 10:18. That's so that all who call on his name in faith can receive forgiveness of sins and salvation for all eternity. Read Romans 10:13. That is the resurrection power of the Savior. He alone is the force behind his name. The name of Jesus, the one who saves his people from their sins, denotes all the power of the mighty Creator himself. Jesus gives believers the authority to serve, work, and pray in his name. When we do so, believing in the saving power of Jesus and desiring the will of God. Jesus, with the authority of the Father, exercised power to save sinners, and his name is the only name we can call on for salvation. Read Acts 4:12. As adopted sons and daughters into the family of God, Christians experience the saving grace of God through the faith in the person of Jesus. When we call on him, we participate in his power and find that the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. That's Proverbs 18:10. We all want to feel we have the strength and energy to do things, especially the things God has told us to do. Men and women alike appreciate this kind of power. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." And in Acts 1:8 we read, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Some people wonder why Christians feel the need to talk about Jesus, salvation, being saved, being born again, and about going to heaven all the time. The answer is found in the following two Bible verses. First is Mark 16:15. That's one of two references where Jesus gives to all Christians the mandate to spread the good news, the gospel, to all people everywhere. Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The other Bible verse is Matthew 28:18-20, where the Bible has these words, "Then Jesus came up and said to them, 'All authority and power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.'" The power from being connected spiritually with Jesus is one of the things I like about saving faith in Jesus. Romans 1:16 records the words of the Apostle Paul when he said these inspired words, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Paul also said in Romans 1:20, "For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse." Romans 15:13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Philippians 4:13 reminds Christians, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Ephesians 1:19 adds this, "The immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might." Ephesians 3:16 states that according to the riches of his glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being. Ephesians 6:10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. 1 Corinthians 4:20 has this to say, for the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. 1 Corinthians 6:14, God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by His power. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, the Apostle Paul contrasts our weaknesses with the power of God. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Then in Colossians 1:11, Paul gives his blessing to believers in Jesus. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. Luke 24:49, Jesus promised His followers to wait for what would then be the future coming of power from the Holy Spirit. Behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. 2 Peter 1:3 states His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5 also says that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God, through your only Son, Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com and search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Ephesians 3:20, which says, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we could ask or think, according to the power at work within us.